This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello world, this is episode 2 of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. Hope you all have been good, hope you've had a very lovely and fun week. And today we'll be reviewing episodes 15 and 16 of Vincenzo. On Thursday we reviewed from 1, episode 1 to 14. And so far the series has been a lovely one. With me here is my co-host Marian. Hello, girl.
Hello. Hi, everyone. I'm glad to be back here again on the review of episode 15 and 16. I can't wait to share all I've got.
Okay, so we won't be wasting time today because we want to be keeping this review, the episode, short. The last one was so long, about 42 minutes. Okay, we'll jump into it since we'll just review 2 episodes today. Episode 15 started with Vincenzo. Miriam, Woo-sang, they contacted Vincenzo's people in Italy to attack him.
That's where
episode 14 stopped. Vincenzo went to a building and he was attacked. So 15 started when, you know, they're beating him and all, and as they wanted to shoot him.
What?
It's a pigeon. Zaggy is a pigeon. Yeah, that episode, that part, that scene was so epic. Just, I love how Zaggy came like a boss. You know, big boss in Descendants of the Sun.
Attacked them
with... Is Zaggy a female or male bird? I can't even remember.
I don't even know. You know, after the whole thing, scenario, like, Vincenzo was... He was surprised. You know, when he went back to the window to feed the bird or the pigeon, you know, he was saying, Izagi, you saved me?
How is it possible?
You're to save a human being. He was surprised. Like, he couldn't believe it. Even me, I couldn't believe it. Like, the field trip there was too much.
It was too much. I was like, what are these guys doing? Izagi, how did Izagi gather his crew
and get into that picture? Because even all the time Izagi got into his apartment, the leader was only like one bird or two, you know, they weren't more than two. But this time around, can you imagine, like, more than 10 of them? Like, there were so many.
Okay, let's just say Izagi has his clique. I'm sorry, I don't know if Izagi is a male or female, but I'll go with male because he really acted like a boss. Feminists, don't come for me, please.
I'm coming for you.
Feminists, don't come for me. I'm also...
Do you know that when a girl is in love with somebody, she can do anything? So, who knows? Maybe the fact that Izagi was very grateful and then she decided to just, you know, come save
the same. Yeah, return the favor.
She mustn't be a he.
Okay, you know, let's make this balance. I'll refer to Izagi as a he while you refer to Izagi as a she, yeah?
Whatever.
Yeah, so it can be balanced. You recall, you know, when Izagi first came to his window, he was feeding Izagi, and Vincenzo told him that make sure you return the favor someday. And when he went back to his apartment, he was just perplexed. He was surprised. He's like, how can a pigeon save me? How did it happen?
He couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it myself.
Yeah, same here.
He couldn't believe it. Like, this kind of thing would really happen. Like, you saved me. You know, because the bird distracted them, he was now able, Vicenzo now was now able to grab a hold of the situation and, you know, turn it around for his good.
Yes, yes.
But do you know that there is some, it may not really be Inzaghi that released all those birds, because there is another thing. You know, when Vicenzo was going down, he met, you know, he had already told the lawyer girl, Miss Hong, to come up to the rooftop so that they can drink there. So she was now coming at that time when he had already finished. Look at the time wasted. Normally, she was supposed to have gotten there before then. But look at the time frame. And then she was somehow trying to insist on going to the rooftop, but he refused. But she was acting funny. So I don't know why I think that maybe the girl was aware of things, something happened, so that something was going on there. Maybe she could even be a part of, you know, the whole bed scene. We never can tell, like, in fact. Mm. I don't know, but it's weird and it's strange that a bird could gather so many of its counterparts to attack people. And how did the birds know the exact kind of people, the exact people to attack? You understand what I mean, right?
Yeah, I understand. But you saying Miss Hong gathered the bird is it's somehow though, because remember when Vincenzo got to his apartment and his room was scattered, Miss Hong was trying to blame Inzaghi that Inzaghi has done that again. So Vincenzo then hushed her and like, Inzaghi is not that kind of pigeon.
Yes, I remember totally. But then she even at that point, she was acting weird, like, why is this guy saying this and all that? I don't know, but you know, because she's a very pretentious person, she knows how, let me not say pretentious, she knows how to switch roles.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I'm finding it difficult to wrap my head around that. Inzaghi
saved Vincenzo, because I feel Inzaghi is actually in love with Vincenzo. Vincenzo, you know, housed him, fed him, put up with his nonsense. No, which human would put up with that rubbish? You come into my bedroom with your friends, flocks of pigeons. And, you know, poo everywhere, scatter everywhere with your feathers. But Vincenzo didn't do anything.
They opened the windows. The first time, those people that were sent to threaten Vincenzo, they were the ones that left the windows open. So they saw free access into the house. And they are flying creatures. So there's free access for them. The second time, Miss Hong mistakenly left the windows open.
Yes.
And then free access for them again. So you never can tell. Like you don't expect them to have free access into somewhere and then they just sit there hanging. Even in reality, if you leave your doors open, anything can come in.
Yeah, anything can come in. Both creeping creatures, birds, flying, any. Well, I love Inzaghi. I really love Inzaghi for saving Vincenzo. I like that scene. The scene was so bad.
I don't know, but I think the director did a good job there.
Yes, yes. Like, you know, the way it was filmed, the camera angle, how Inzaghi just came in like a boss, then his other people, his friends just came behind him. Everywhere.
All white birds except for Inzaghi.
Yes. You know Inzaghi's friends are white. They're white birds.
Yeah.
Mm. So yeah, I believe Inzaghi might have been following Vincenzo around, since he sees Vincenzo as maybe a father figure or a guardian. So maybe he follows Vincenzo around, and when he saw Vincenzo was in trouble, he went to call his colleagues. Come, let's treat these people's fuck up. But that scene is nice. Whoever came up with that scene deserve one bottle of soju and one plate of ramyun. Yes, and one plate of ramyun. Okay, Marian, you should take over from.
You know, like, and Jang Han-so was very furious. Like, how could he not die? How could three people not be able to kill him? Like, they were not able to kill him at all. You know? And now In fact,
let's talk about, that scene. Yeah, babe, that scene when Jang Han-suk's younger brother, that's the acting defect chairman, you know, he has been trying to gain Vincenzo's confidence. Even when his elder brother wanted to burn down the building, he called firefighters to help. Then the next day, the next day he went to the office dressed like a clown. He was like, he was feeling himself like he just saved the world. So he went with. That part was so funny. So he just came in. He was feeling himself. He sat down. He was like, okay, let me tell you something. Who do you think saved you for yesterday? He was smiling. That guy is a good actor. Can you remind me his name? Jang Han-suk's younger brother. I know his real name is Kwak Do-yeol.
Is that his name in the movie?
Yes, his name in the movie, in the drama.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm so sunk in his brother's name that I've forgotten his own name. Actually, I used to know his name, but
he.
I used to call him Chairman Jang.
Yes, Chairman Jang.
But I can't remember his full name.
Okay.
Is it Jang Han-suk?
No, Jang Han-suk. Jang Han-suk is the brother's name. His brother's real name. That's Ok Tae-young.
Okay, let's just call him Chairman Lee.
Let's call him Chairman Jung or the acting chairman, fake chairman. Let's go ahead. But he's a good actor. And his smile is to die for. The guy got a very nice smile. And he acts like a child.
He does. That acting like a child, sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's annoying.
No, it's not
like,
annoying.
He allows his brother to step on him.
What do you expect him to do? You know, like, after his brother killed their dad, he's been scared of his brother. Whenever he's around his brother, he's not comfortable. You see him shaking. And he's a small boy. It's not his fault. And I'm actually happy he summoned courage to approach Vincenzo. Because his brother is a deadly psychopath.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk about that. Yeah, that scene before we move forward. So he went to their office dressed like a clown. That colorful baggy wear. So he was expecting them to say thank you. Like, who do you think saved you guys last night? I know Miss Hong is always attacking him. Miss Hong always say, "You're a small boy."
And he doesn't know anything. He's so naive. Because the fact that, seriously, he's dumb. The guy is dumb. Like, I don't know. There's nothing like, he doesn't know anything in the books. Nothing anything about the economy. Nothing at all. He's just very dumb.
Please, that does not make him dumb. Maybe he's not just that kind of person. Everybody has something they like. And his brother is making him do something he's not interested
in. He's actually just, like, he really just suits the role of a puppet. Because there's nothing that he does actually that he thinks for himself that he does well. He's always being controlled by either one person or the other. Look at it now, his brother is no longer controlling him. But the lawyer, the owner of Busan, is now the one controlling him. Think about it.
Yeah, that's his role though. Let's not judge him, but he actually murdered his role. He delivered his role well, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, nobody is saying he did not deliver his role. But we're saying the role he's delivering. The role portrays him to be a dumb person.
Yes, and he's actually doing it well.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Very good actor. Okay, so after this happened, after they didn't kill Vincenzo, Ok Tae-young, that Jang Han-suk was so furious, like you said, that you people can't even kill somebody. So him and the other lawyer, the female lawyer at Wusang, started planning, okay, how can we get to Vincenzo?
Let me continue.
Okay.
You know, while all these things were happening, while he was complaining there, when Myung-hee, that is the bad lawyer,
the bad female lawyer,
that went to Busan, when she saw the dead bodies, the three dead bodies, she couldn't even speak. She was dumbfounded.
Yeah, she was speechless.
Yeah, she was speechless. And the guy who was the one, I mean, Jan Hassan's younger brother, was not the one that took the phone from her and saw it. Sento wasn't dead.
He was so happy.
I'm telling you, you could see the small smile on his face. Like you failed again. This guy cannot die. You know? And he was just pretending. I don't know, but you know that for the first time, I think that role, like he really played that aspect very well.
No, he always does. You know? He always does that. He always does justice to his role. I like him for that. Then, okay, you know, afterwards they began planning. So they excluded the fake chairman and the owner of Wusang, that other lawyer, from their plan. So Jang and Seo,
because they were not as devilish as the both of them.
Yes,
both Yongmi and Jang and Seo, they are both devilish.
Very devilish. Then they had to go through another route to attack someone who is dear to Vincenzo. Oh my god, this is where the drama started.
Oh my god, that was the worst. Like, the woman not putting all her effort into finding Vincenzo's mother. You know, she succeeded. And you know what really baffled me, like, what, they had the guts, and this bastard went to see Vincenzo's mother.
Yes.
And was angry at the bodyguard, because you are guarding someone, you should be suspicious of everybody that comes around the person. That's why they put you there, and you already know that the reason why you were there was because they were scared that the people from Simbank Bank will come to harass her. Now, you don't know so many of these people.
And he saw him having a chat with the mother, and you could not call Vincenzo or Lawyer Hong. Why are you a bodyguard?
Even if he did not suspect the person, he should have at least taken a picture of them and sent it to Vincenzo.
Yes, that's what I was expecting.
Like, oh, your mom has a visitor, and look at the person that came to visit the person there, your mom. You know that kind of thing. But he never did.
Yeah,
I don't know how people can be so stupid. How can you call yourself a bodyguard, a reliable bodyguard?
You know that time when Jang and Seo was having a chat with the mother, they showed the bodyguard. So in my mind, I was thinking he was going to take a picture, or even if he doesn't take a picture, he was going to call Vincenzo. I'm like, someone is with your mother having a serious conversation. Because they had a very serious conversation. It was not a long conversation. And the mother was so happy, like, oh, I'm talking with somebody. She was proud talking about her son, that after so many years, my son is back, this, that. Oh god,
after 30 years. And that day was when Vincenzo made up his mind to, you know, open up to her. That was why I wasn't surprised.
You know, mother's instincts are very strong. She already knew Vincenzo is her son.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Yeah, she already knew. She already knew from the first day Vincenzo stepped his foot in that hospital where she was. She already noticed, even the way, you know, definitely, you know how your child will treat you, because Vincenzo was so harsh, and it doesn't mean he hated her, but he was so harsh because, why are you playing the role of a fool? You don't want a retrier, you don't want this one, why are you so calm? He was furious. That's the love. Vincenzo loved his mother, and especially when he found out that, oh, the mother actually took him to the orphanage because she was sick. So he had it in mind, oh, my mother had the best interest for me.
She knew he was his son, that's why she opened up to him.
That's true.
Anyway, well, that thing was sad.
It was sad. It was sad. Okay, we didn't talk about this scene. They took a group family portrait. Then the scene he walked her, on a wheelchair. So they went to the riverside. We're just talking. Vincenzo was crying.
That was when he was opening up, and telling him everything. And I know that he already knows from that scene. He knew that
the mom that scene was hot. Like, it's so heartbreaking. Our mighty Vincenzo broke down. He was crying.
And he's crying. Oh my God. Oh my
God. Then Okteyong, why I keep calling him Okteyong, Jang Hansung and the female bad lawyer spoiled everything for us. They hired somebody to kill Vincenzo's mother. To kill Vincenzo's mother. Oh my God.
You know where I really love in the scene?
Where?
It's after they killed the mother and he saw the footage. Oh. And he now went, that NIS guy helped him get
the ex-convict.
He now went to the guy's house and the guy was pretending that nobody sent me and all that.
You know he just got her from jail, you know?
Yeah.
Please just talk about that part. Just talk about that part. He used his lighter to break his fingers, his toenails.
I said that part. Like, he brought it, the whole mafia style. Like, he brought it into the game. Like, he was like, okay, fine.
You don't know yet?
I said I don't want to do this anymore and drop this. But you people want me to do this. Okay, let's do it. And you know, he asked the guy calmly initially.
Yes, calmly. Who sent you? He said, nobody sent
you. Killed. No, said, do you know the woman you killed? Before I started torturing him, the guy was still no coming smart there. Said my mother.
Then he brought out his lighter. Started breaking his nails. His finger.
For how many years? I just reunited with after how many years? Then after when the guy said nobody sent me, I said okay, no problem. He now brought his fingers. He said that he spoke to him like as if he had believed what he said. And then he started breaking his fingers. But that scene was a... How would I put it now? For me, that don't really like movies that they kill. For me, it was like too bloody.
I love that scene.
Breaking each of his fingers.
I love that scene.
From his hands to his legs.
Yes. To his toe. Yes.
The guy, this one, he did not only confess the name of the people that
he took him to the place. And Vincenzo was just fighting all bodyguards. Like, nobody touched him. Like, he was furious. He was boiling. He was enraged.
Because he was broken.
He was broken.
The way you have really hurt somebody and you have really. They knew if they had only known that killing his mom was going to make him sad.
Yes.
But what they did not know that killing his mom was going to bring out the other side of him that he did not want to see.
Yes.
And you know that if Vincenzo's coming, I think saved the Wusang lawyer and Jang Hansung's junior brother.
How? Do you think they were going to kill him?
Because Jang Hansung and Myung Ki, we already probing the both of them that you are now on Vincenzo's side and all that. Because you know, Jakasong's younger brother was saying, you killed Vincenzo's mother. You killed Vincenzo's brother.
He was so surprised.
You killed Vincenzo's mother.
Even the Wusang lawyer, the owner of Wusang, was like, why will you do that?
Yeah.
Why?
And they thought they were saying it because they were on Vincenzo's side. They did not know that they were saying it because problem was about coming. But I really hope that he doesn't. What I really want Vincenzo to do at that point, because you know that was where the scene ended. He has killed the man that killed his mom. I don't want him to kill only the lawyer, shoot the lawyer, leave Jang Hansung so that they can really bring the guy down. Because if they kill him now, they will kill him as the owner of Babel that was, you know.
No, he's not going to kill him. He's definitely not going to kill him. There will be a twist there. And it's so heartbreaking that they are not airing the 17 and 18 this week till next week. You know, they initially planned it to be a 16 episode drama, but as they saw the rating and people loved it, people love Vincenzo, so I think that's why they decided to add more episodes. So they are on a week break.
Yeah, I saw on K-drama that the episode that it was going to end in episode 20. But I really hope it does.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the process. It's interesting, but it's also it's killing me.
Okay, so me.
I want to come on. Me? Oh my god. So then I didn't even know because I was planning on downloading episode 17 today.
No. It's not airing this week till next week. Next weekend, Saturday.
I was going to dig there, King Etena Monad. I don't know why that.
Don't you want the crew and the staff, the crew, the actors, everybody to relax? They need to relax to bring out the best in them. You know, as they don't, they shoot as it airs. Hope you know. Most K-dramas, as it airs, they shoot. It's not that they shoot everything before they air them. So they shoot while, yeah. So they need to rest. They've done an amazing job from episode 1 to 16. They've done an amazing job. So I want to what's your general overview of 15 and 16? What's your rating?
Well, but 15 and 16 is our level is epic.
Yes. See, my best episode.
It shows the evil part of every character.
Every character, yes.
You know, on a normal day, Miss Hong, the lawyer, would tell Vicenzo not to kill anyone.
Yeah, that's true. Promise me not to kill anyone. Very,
she told him, she said, don't have mercy
on anyone.
On any of them. Like, that you should mess them up. Like, you know, that kind of thing, like, she's not even gingering him. She's not even telling him, you know, when they killed her father and she was acting crazy and all that, and when they killed people that she, those four people that helped them, yes, those victims, families, you know, he always told her to act. And even when this prosecutor betrayed them, he used to always tell her not to act with her emotions, she should calm down, that was what they want, you know?
Yes.
But in this case, I was expecting her now to turn the tables around. But she didn't. Like she was giving him go ahead. Do it.
Kill them.
No, like it's showing like the hell, I'm telling you, kill them. It shows the evil part of everyone. Then now you now see Vincenzo in action. Showing that part of him that he has not really shown in Korea. Then you now see Jang Ha-seol, he has always been evil.
Always
then
been evil.
Then Myung-hee has always been evil. Then you now see the Woo-sang lawyer who has always acted like a fool, now like being scared, really scared. You know, he's now like in between. He doesn't know because Vicenzo doesn't even know that he's supporting them.
Yes.
Now, I'm telling you. And then this other brother is like, oh my god, you have killed his mother.
His facial expression there, his facial expression, that guy, we should crown him the king of facial expressions.
I'm telling you, like, so many things. And then, you know, Myung-hee is trying to bring out her evil part, plans, and, like, yeah, yes, you have been going against her back, planning with Vincenzo, I know. Even when she knows that this Woo-sang lawyer has never met with Vincenzo, it is just
the brother.
Younger brother Chairman, yes, that has a meeting with Vicenzo. But well, she just because she herself has plans. I think she has plans of taking over the Busan.
Yeah, she's a very greedy human. She's greedy. Her character is greedy.
So that's it. So she's just like, okay, yes, you and the other man is just acting. Then he felt he was acting foolish and trying to calm the chairman down that this woman is trying to plot against him. Then you see Vicenzo coming in. Oh my god, like so many things. And I don't know, like, you attempt to kill someone and it didn't go well. You're not attempting to kill, you're not decided to kill the person's mother. I just don't know, but I just really hope that this whole thing is not going to make business act recklessly, seriously, because his emotions right now is not something that one can really tell. Like, from nobody. Not you, not me. Nobody seeing this drama can tell what Vincenzo would actually do. See, because he's really mad at the moment. But let's hope everything comes out well. We all know that Vincenzo is the, how will I put it now?
The protagonist.
The protagonist, yes. Yeah, so definitely, it's going to come out
Yeah, we all know it's going to.
Let's see, I can't wait for 17 and 18.
Okay, so what's your rating?
For 15 and 16, my rating. Well, I would, oh my God, I would rate 5 stars, seriously.
Five out of 5 or 5 out of 10?
5 out of 5. Then I said 5 star. 5 star rating. Then I said I had a 5 star. I swear, like, you want to rate it. Like, everything just went on well. That's why I said I would rate 5. Like, okay, in a scale of 1 to 10, I would rate it 10 over 10.
Yeah, yeah, same for me.
Everybody played Rizzo, her role well, and then they played their emotions, the way they carry themselves, everybody. So I will give it a five star rating. That is on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 over 10.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marianne, for your beautiful review and rating. So same goes for me. I'm going to give it a 5-star rating, and if there's something more than 10 out of 10, I will give it for this episode, because episodes 15 and 16, like you said, the character development was really intriguing and amazing. The director, the writer brought out the bad side, the tough side of everyone. And episode 16, seeing Vincenzo in rage. From episode 1 to 15, we didn't see him in such rage. So, Vincenzo's rage is, it's something else. I could not even believe it was him. Just like I said, because we're signing out right now, episode 15 and 16 is my favorite. I give it a 5-star rating, and if there's anything more than a 10 over 10, I'll give it to this 15 and 16, because it's such an epic one. I can't wait for other episodes to air. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast, episode 2 of K-Drama Time with Vinve, and we'll see you guys on our next episode. That's on Thursday. Today's Sunday. Take care. Make sure you're fine. Make sure you're good. Make sure you're happy. No matter what's happening, just make sure you keep your head up and don't let anything you're going through weigh you down. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.